A different fantasy. Try fantasizing about life with your spouse instead of life with someone else. We all do it at some point. And why not? It's really simply a form of daydreaming, right? What harm could it cause? What am I speaking of? Fantasizing. Now, before you go off half-baked and let your mind automatically wander to the bedroom, or kitchen, or let me qualify what I mean by fantasizing. Not only am I including sexual fantasy, but I am focusing on the whole picture. What life would be like if you had married that former girlfriend or boyfriend. The one who either got away, or who dumped you because you were not mature enough yet, or the one who kept chasing you and now you are playing the game of what if. You look around and see your crowded apartment or your home in the just okay neighborhood. You drive a 3 or 10 year old car, which is a minivan, by the way, not the sexy convertible that you always pictured yourself in while speeding down the open road. And there are now 3 or 4 kids running around screaming, the toys left around the place just waiting for you to be exhausted, then silently screaming for you to pick them up, dust them off, and put them away. Or your teenager just swore at you before storming out to meet their lover, hopefully with a condom in hand. And you checked your account balance only to see that once again your spouse overdrew it. Speaking of your spouse, you glanced away and no longer see the sexy and desirable person whom you once could not live without. All of the above simply feeds a few for the fantasy portion of your mind. So you allow yourself to drift into the alternative universe where you married someone else. Your children are adoring, respectful, brilliant, athletic, and religious. Your home is in a gated community. There is no clutter because your maid and butler instantly handle any mess. Your bank account is overflowing. You have to decide among a convertible Porsche Lexus or your Harley when going for a spin. Your spouse could easily grace the cover of any magazine. They adore you completely. Plus, they are the world's greatest lover, always in the mood and in the mood to please you. Now, there is nothing truly wrong about fantasizing like this, if it is in moderation, and you keep it to yourself. Unfortunately, some of you find it so much more enjoyable than reality that you overdo this, and whether or not you realize it, the fantasy in your distaste for your real life ends up spilling over into your everyday reality, and your children and your spouse pick up on your unhappiness, and there will be negative results, whether or not they verbally let you know it is wrong. Then, of course, some of you will verbalize your fantasy to your spouse. And once that is done, there is no taking it back. Words often last longer and hurt more than actions. And if you let your husband or wife know that you dream of a better lover, sexual intimacy will probably never be the same again. If you speak of finances, then there will be a better chance that wounds will heal, but there is no guarantee of even that happening. Again, I do not find it wrong for you to occasionally daydream of a different life with someone else. Depending upon how often you do it, if you share this fantasy, or if you act upon it, you could bring disastrous results into your household. Now, how about a different, probably better type of fantasy? Try fantasizing about your spouse. That's right. Instead of dreaming about that babe or hunk from your past or at work, come up with tantalizing, incredibly great fantasies with your loved one at the center of it all. Whether it is an erotic one, or you daydream of a magnificent vacation, or you imagine that you are all living a life of luxury and excitement, incorporating your real-life spouse will probably provide you with a better mood, one that will carry over into your day-to-day life, and perhaps offer you a new perspective on what you do have together, or help to give you incentive to work harder for a better and happier lifestyle. And one final thought. Do you really believe that you are all that your spouse would hope for all of the time? Fantasies do go both ways. So dream of what you do have and can have, all with the mate whom you are truly blessed with. Enough said.